May all beings be happy and know the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from fear and the causes of fear. May all beings dwell in equanimity and never be parted from true joy, from true joy, from true joy. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Hi folks, this is Paul Temple from the Diamond Light Network. And this is our podcast number 2 called Our Evolutionary Potential and the Sacred Heart. The format for this podcast will be that people have submitted some questions or they've asked me some questions about the work. So I will state those questions and then give a response. Before digging into the detail of this, I just want to review a little bit the general purpose and premise of the Diamond Light Network. And that is that I invite people to consider the possibility that the next step in human evolution is to activate and fully awaken the human heart. And this will allow us to really embody our full spiritual nature and higher awareness. I believe that the human heart, well, we're taught in our culture that it's sort of a poetic and mythical thing, but it's not real. I believe the heart is a very real energy center in our being, and that it's actually one of the most powerful and important resources of human existence, and that it's very important that we awaken it and activate it in this time. Along with activating the heart come certain what I call evolutionary skills. These include clairvoyance, intuition, empathy, and sensitivity to subtle energy. As we develop these capabilities, as we develop these heart centers, we really will develop a more collaborative and peaceful civilization, and that's very important in this time on Earth. And this is something that everybody and anybody can do. It's a way we can really help address the problems that humanity as a species is facing on Earth right now, which is by developing these heart skills and activating our heart center. So, that all said, let's move into some of our questions. Question number 1. When you say the heart, what exactly do you mean by that? The language in our culture is, you know, not very good around this phenomena of the heart. I'm not talking about the physical or the anatomical heart, and I'm not even talking about what's called the heart chakra, but I'm talking about that place in ourselves and each human that is the center of love, of sensitivity, of real truthful knowing. And also, you know, it's about courage and about strength. In some traditions, it's called the sacred heart, the heart of perfect wisdom, the Vajra light, it is called in Tibetan Buddhism. And really, in some mystical traditions, it's referred to as the seed of divine consciousness or the seat of the soul. And I envision it as a pearl of light, a seed of light that is at the center of our chest and our heart center. And through that, as we begin to develop and activate the heart, it is the doorway to connect with spirit, with greater spirit, with what some people call quantum consciousness. It's a very powerful doorway and center of our human existence. You know, when we think of great spiritual teachers like Jesus, like Muhammad, Buddha, what we remember from these is the love and their heart, the great glowing light they had. And this really speaks to that their hearts were fully illuminated, that they had this full radiance and connection to omniscience and to spirit and through their hearts. So that's just a model of understanding. Yes, this is very real, and it affects who we are as spiritual beings. In most indigenous cultures, heart and energy, this connection to spirit, this connection to all life through the heart, is just that's their way of understanding how reality is. That we can connect with the trees, with the plants, with all life through this doorway, through this portal of the heart. So I have spent a lot of time working in the Tibetan Vajrayana tradition. The Vajra means diamond in Tibetan. And really it's the word that Tibetans use to describe that pure, radiant, divine light that exists in each person. And the purpose of Vajrayana practice is to activate and awaken that heart and awaken what they call the pearl, the orb of omniscient awareness. In our Western culture, we all know what I mean by the heart. It's common parlance. I find people every day, I hear it three or four times of, I know in my heart what is true. You know, I left my heart in San Francisco. But we've been taught that it's not real, that it's just, you know, it's not anatomical, it's not physical, it's not proven by physics. But this is a metaphysical phenomenon. It is in this next realm. And by developing and activating our hearts, we can actually begin to feel the reality of it. We can come to perceive the perception that grows as we awaken the intelligence of our heart centers. Activating this heart can expand our awareness and perception. It helps dissolve the mind of duality and the illusion of separation so that we really can begin to comprehend the unified field of creation and that we can begin to evolve individually and collectively into a more intelligent, heart-intelligent and sensitive species. When we activate our hearts, when we connect into our hearts, we remember who we really are. We are spiritual beings in human bodies. We are luminous beings of love and infinite awareness. And, you know, this is simply remembered and activated by tuning in and developing this place we call the heart. Next question. You talk about evolutionary skills in relation to the heart. What does that mean? So I have found that as my own heart is activated and developed through spiritual practice, that certain capabilities and skills begin to develop. These include intuition, clairvoyance, subtle energy sensitivity, empathy, compassion, emotional intelligence. You know, these are senses that and gifts that are related to the heart, related to connection to spirit and omniscient universe, the quantum consciousness. And then I've also found that by working to develop those skills, that the heart also begins to activate and open and develop. So by working on energetic sensitivity, studying hands-on healing work or beginning to do intuitive development or psychic development, that it actually opens the heart. It keeps it developing and expanding. So, you know, we spend a lot of time in our culture developing the intellect. I think of this, you know, sort of the curve of mathematics where we start with arithmetic and then we move to algebra and then into calculus, and then the calculus, you know, gets into higher and higher levels. And these are all levels of intellectual development. So moving from the simple to the more complex to the more complex. And if we begin to focus on developing our heart skills, and the capabilities of our heart in the same degree that we focus on developing our intellect, we find that really you can develop very rapidly, moving into deep awareness. And, you know, things like meditation and yoga are also beneficial towards this. There are people out there teaching, you know, things like Reiki, psychic development, and deep, you know, spiritual practices, particularly like in the Vedas and in Buddhism. These are all about stilling the mind so that we can begin to perceive this larger awareness that comes with heart consciousness. I also believe that the capability for these skills is already in our DNA. It's innate. It's dormant. To some degree, that's actually been repressed. You know, there was an effort back, if you look back at the burning times in European culture, anyone who showed any revelation of these skills was called a witch and was tortured and burned at the stake. So this was the reason that people began to kind of like, I'm not gonna do that one anymore. But we know, I know, I think everyone knows people who are highly intuitive, people who have clairvoyance, people who can feel energy and perceive energy. It exists in our human being, and everyone can do this. It's just a matter of how active has it become in our DNA, and then we can actually change that by developing and working on enhancing these skills. So our language, again, is not all that good about this. So, you know, I talk about, say, feeling subtle energy or feeling, knowing in the heart through feeling what is right or what is true. Now, feeling, there are different kinds of feeling. There is sensory feeling, you know, with the skin, tactile feeling with our hands. There is emotional feeling, you know, when these waves of emotional energy move through us. But and this kind of feeling, it's really a third kind of feeling that is a way of perceiving and sensing through what is coming at us through different energies, whether that's feeling a person's energy field, or a feeling into the potency of something in the future. These are ways of beginning to develop this new way of perceiving, of cognating through energetic and heart-centered sensitivities. So I call these evolutionary skills because I really believe that they can be part of our common human experience as we begin to develop them. And as we do that, we become more sensitive human beings. We'll become more collaborative and engaged because we realize we are highly sensitive beings. We have these capabilities. And that, you know, the kind of abuse and traumatic existence that has been in human experience for the last several hundred years will begin to dissipate as we really recognize that sensitivity in ourselves and in each other. So I really invite the vision that we can grow into these skills and to the new civilization that is possible as humans evolve in this way. Next question. How did you come up with this idea of the next step in human evolution? You know, well, largely it's been intuitive. It's a piece of information that came to me through my own meditations and my work in helping people develop their hearts that really this is a step that we all need to take. And the music that I've been working on recently with the Tibetan bowls and the Tibetan Vajra practices, they're really about a kind of direct transmission to activate the heart center. And with that work came this revelation that, this really is something that humanity needs to do, and we need to do it rapidly. But, you know, I'm also reminded there's a wonderful movement exercise called Evolutionary Movement Patterns. And it sort of tracks both the evolutionary human development, but it's also a cycle that infants go through in learning to be a single cell, and then next moving to a kind of a multicell organism, and then being on the ground when an infant is learning to crawl. That's kind of the reptilian stage. And then the next level, as you come up, the pelvis raises up and you begin to walk on fours. That's the mammalian stage. And then from that, you begin to move up and balance on 2 feet, well, a little bit kind of like in the primate stage. And then rising up and learning to balance on 2 feet is into the human stage. And you go through these motions over about a 30-minute period of actually allowing your body to re-experience that evolutionary pattern. And then when we're up and moving and beginning to cycle and dance, the question is, what is the next stage? Where do we go? What is the next phase of this evolution that you're going through? And to me, that was clear that it's really embodying our full spiritual presence. It's really embodying the beautiful luminosity of the heart and becoming angelic. You know, it is a place where it's an angelic presence. So through that, I just realized, yes, there is this next step in human evolution, and it's not that far away. There are many people working on it. There are many people doing it. There are many people really pretty far along that are bringing this consciousness to the earth at this time, because it's really vital we all awaken so that we can solve the many crises that are facing humanity at this time on the earth. So, next question. I hear you use the phrase evolutionary potential. What do you mean by evolutionary potential? So, evolutionary potential is a vision of who we each individually and collectively as a species can become, who we can evolve into. And as I have worked, you know, with this this light, the pearl of light, the seed of light in our heart, and I believe that as the seed of the soul, that each person has this kind of coding in their soul that is their soul purpose. And that as we tap into our hearts, we can begin to remember what our evolutionary potential is. We can begin to remember who we are becoming. And much of this has to do with dissolving and breaking through what I call the culture of disbelief. Because that just, you know, we are so programmed with doubt and skepticism and kind of this disbelief that these spiritual and energetic and luminous energies are real. But, you know, the more we tap into it, we begin to feel what is true and what is real. And ultimately, as my teacher, Diani Oahu, says, that it's not about belief. It's really about testing what is real and what is not, and unwinding what we've been taught is real and exploring the expansive potential of reality within the vibrational field that we exist. We, our bodies, the atoms and the molecules in our bodies are made from stardust. They are millions and billions of years old, and there is so much possibility and potential of who we can become as human beings, and it is such a gift to be human. But we have to unwind so much of the illusion and programming that makes this difficult. So tuning into the heart, beginning to remember this potential of who you can become is your individual evolutionary potential. And sometimes it's developing these skills, intuition, clairvoyance, energetic sensitivity, realizing that we are beings of light, beings of love, sensitive beings that can connect with all life, all being, all consciousness through our heart centers. Next question. So if everyone becomes heart-centered all the time, does that mean that everyone's going to be lovey-dovey, fuzzy-wuzzy, super sensitive? Well, I do believe that humans are much more sensitive than we are taught to be within our cultural programming, particularly men. Through the lineage of trauma, through the dark times that our ancestors have lived, our hearts have really been shut down. So this evolution does involve recognizing that we are more sensitive. But also the heart is about courage. It's about truth. It is about knowing what is true and having the courage to do the right thing. And that's not always an easy thing. It means confronting the illusions and the corruption and the distortion that exists in our current world, that exists within the abusive powers and institutions of our world. So the process individually of opening the heart has to do with healing, awakening, releasing those old traumas. And collectively, it has to do with really engaging what is true. You know, when we look at the evolution of confronting slavery in North America, confronting women's rights, confronting civil rights, confronting labor rights, these were all things that people knew were true that needed to be taken out of our social structures. But they were not easy. There were wars fought. There was great suffering that was caused in unwinding this. You know, the Civil War was a horrible war that was about knowing that slavery was a bad thing. So, yes, we can become more sensitive human beings as we tune into our hearts, and hopefully that means there will be less attachment to these, to the suffering and to these hard ways. But being courageous in truth is not always an easy thing. Next question. You mentioned before about healing the heart and people with wounded hearts. How does that fit into this premise of human evolution? So, you know, I present this vision of the possible evolution of humanity through awakening the full potential of our hearts. And this does imply the healing of our hearts, because all of us, almost everyone in the world, their hearts are deeply wounded. We live in a culture that has survived, our ancestors have survived through a culture, hundreds of years of political oppression, torture, trauma. These all shut down the heart. I mentioned before about the Inquisition, the burning times back in the 14 and 1500s in Europe and North America, where witches were horribly tortured and burned for showing these evolutionary skills. Racism, sexism, all of these are cultural patterns that shut down the heart. We as a species over the last 1,000 years have just done horrible, horrible things to each other. And this has created this collective culture of trauma. So part of awakening the heart is unwinding these lineages of trauma, unwinding our ancestral trauma. And we have tools to do this now. We have resources that our ancestors never had of understanding the psychology of trauma, having spiritual practices that can help release these very quickly. But yes, we have to heal our wounded hearts to awaken them fully. But that's part of the process. So next question. The last question here is, you know, what can people do to activate their heart centers? First, it's really important. What's amazing about this recognition of this evolutionary possibility is that it's something that anybody and everybody can do. You know, we can work individually on awakening our hearts, developing these skills, healing these wounds of the past. And as we do that, each person does it, and it is done collectively, it raises the whole tide of our cultural consciousness. So it's very important we do this. I invite people who have these skills, these gifts of intuition, clairvoyance, energetic sensitivity, to please go out and teach. Let people know this is real and that people can do it, that it can be developed and awakened. And if you are someone who doesn't have these skills, you can reach out. You know, take a course in Reiki. Go and take a course in psychic development. There are people around that offer these. Even taking a class in meditation is a way of helping to still our active mind, our brain mind, and begin to drop into the heart. The Diamond Light Network offers some activities, some exercises in this, and then we also offer deeper retreats. The music that I offer gives a transmission through the Vajra practices of activating the Vajra, or that diamond light in our hearts. So one of the first things that we can just do with ourselves every day is just place your hands on your heart center and breathe and feel into that. Feel the reality of that light in your heart. Of visualizing the pearl of light in your heart. This is one of the basic Diamond Light Network practices. Feeling that pearl of light in your heart, connected to heaven and to earth and the four directions, begins to imprint into your conscious awareness that your heart is alive and awake and it is connected to all being. I also invite you just to talk about this concept with people. Raise the question, you know, is this the next step in human evolution? What is this thing, the heart? Because raising that conversation, arising the possibility, and contemplating the possibility is getting the word and getting the concept out there. With intuition, you know, just begin to listen and trust your intuition. See when, I forgot. Oh, there are my car keys. Oh, yeah. You know, someone told me that I was supposed to bring a shovel for this. Oh, wow, I actually needed a shovel for this. So begin to listen to your intuition and then really affirm when your intuition is on. Because then you're telling yourself, you're telling your heart, I heard you. And I think the most important piece is to really begin to unwrap the culture of disbelief. So when you feel yourself dropping into the kind of cynical, skeptical awareness that says, oh, that's not real, and I don't care, sticks and stones will break my bones, you know, just begin to really, you know, whoa, wait a minute. Put your hands on your heart and breathe into it and say, oh, no, that's the old way. The new way is to trust my heart and know that my heart is real. Just affirming the reality of the heart is one of the biggest things that you can do for yourself. So in closing, I would just like to remind us that it's very, very important that we do this evolutionary work in this time. We are in a critical period of time on Earth. Humans really need to evolve to a higher level of consciousness to solve the many, many problems that confront us at this time. You know, there are thousands of species that have gone extinct. Ecosystems are being destroyed. Our oceans are polluted. Our air is polluted. It's just humans have created this very toxic environment and situation. And, you know, we cannot really solve them at the level at which they were created. There's too much political stagnation and social stagnation. We need to rise to a higher level of consciousness, to a higher exponential level of consciousness to solve these problems with a unified heart and a collaborative and creative compassionate awareness. So this is something that you can do. You can start to develop your own heart awareness, and this will help raise the whole tide of the human species. So I encourage you, please do this work at this time. Go out and develop the skills or teach the skills if you have them. We do offer more information on the Diamond Light Network website. There are exercises, activities that you can do, and other resources available. So I really hope you find this helpful. We really offer this work for the benefit of all beings, all humans, and that we may find this awakened consciousness and awaken our hearts together for the benefit of all beings, all our relations. I thank you for your time.